This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump, still a patient on Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, where he is being treated for the coronavirus. His main doctor says that the medical team treating him is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Trump says he's feeling better and hopes to be back soon. He's expected to remain, though, at the hospital for several more days. Meantime, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections of close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on the September 26th White House event introducing Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. There's a court vacancy following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At this event, more than 150 people gathered in the White House Rose Garden, mingling, hugging, and shaking hands, overwhelmingly without masks. Among those who attended and have now tested positive, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, two Republican senators, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. While Mr. Trump is in the hospital, First Lady Melania remained at the White House to recover from her own bout with the virus. In that Trump video release, he said that his wife was handling her situation very nicely, adding, she's just a little bit, tiny bit younger than he is. In fact, she is 24 years younger. Melania Trump celebrated her 50th birthday earlier this year. Mr. Trump is 74. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump's positive COVID-19 test. On Saturday, Pompeo said he would be leaving Sunday as planned on a trip to Asia. He's scheduled to still fly to Tokyo, but plans to stop in South Korea and Mongolia are no longer on the